a Florida man, a pastor, in 2024, started feeling dizzy. He had dizziness that was not getting better. So he went to, he did what we all do, he went to ChatGPT and said, oh my gosh, I'm getting dizzy.
Why am I dizzy?
Right. ChatGPT said, I don't know, why don't you lay in your recliner for a while?
Can't wait for the AI to get lazy too.
AI said, take some time off your feet, lay in the recliner. He did. Things got progressively better. Then in 2025, he started getting terrible groin pain. So he went back to ChatGPT. ChatGPT said, it's probably nothing. I wouldn't worry about it.
Occasional groin pain's normal for an older man. Why don't you go lay in your recliner?
Well, it turned out that the groin pain it was a clot that moved to his brain and became a lung rather and became a pulmonary embolism. So he had to go to the hospital. They fixed it. Doctor said, you know, those dizzy spells you had earlier were probably brought on by a smaller pulmonary embolism. And had you come then, instead of going to ChatGPT, would have caught it, put it on medication. You wouldn't have had the more serious embolism here later. So he is accusing ChatGPT and the CEO of ChatGPT of negligence and unauthorized practice of medicine. He's suing because he used them and it gave wrong advice. Biggie and BB Shay are
waving it off.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
And we've heard of this, which we had doctors on just recently saying this is the problem now is it's TikTok, what do they call it? TikTok docking.
TikTok doc, yeah.
And ChatGPT probably said, if you think it's an emergency, you should go to the hospital.
I bet they always cover
always.
I bet sure. they and you, like even when you Google something, which Google does the opposite, it tells you you're dying. But
you're right. It usually says cancer.
I've died so many times because of things I've Googled.
I know.
But you're right. It always says at the end, the best course would be if you really feel this is to call
see a real doctor.
911. Yes,
it does say that. I figured it probably covers themselves. They have to. It's a sort of CYA thing. Well, what the guy wants to have happen is for the judge or some legal body to halt the company ChatGPT or any AI from diagnosing at all. And then when you ask the question, it will say, I have no medical expertise. Go to the hospital. You know, go to the doctor. Don't seek this on here. And, you know, TikTok doc and Google and ChatGPT are often blamed for causing people, you know, the giving the wrong diagnosis. So maybe that, should that be done?
No.
They're not, it's not even a diagnosis. It's suggestions. It's, if you are making the decision to go look for suggestions online, it's not diagnosing you. It's not prescribing you anything.
And I'm sorry. We have to have a level of common sense in this.
Yes, but what would be wrong with ChatGPT being programmed or Google or whatever to say, I can't answer medical questions?
I don't think there would be anything wrong with that.
I don't either.
I think
that's
some
what
medical
he wants.
Questions are fine, though. And that's like, where do you draw the line?
Like, I have a headache. What should I do?
What medications could I take for a headache or menstrual cramps or something like that?
But we all got along just fine before there was such a thing as the internet. Mm-hmm. We all just, you know, we'd take over-the-counter medication for a headache or you go to the doctor if it got bad.
But what if you're seeking out something like, okay, so if you have a sensitive stomach and you can't take ibuprofen and you don't know that Tylenol is easier on your stomach than ibuprofen, that might be something that somebody might want to look up. So they can't look it up on ChatGPT anymore because some idiot decided to use ChatGPT for a diagnosis.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that you got a good point there. Then you go on and you can't get any information from it, you know. And some, I guess, would be safe. But you do hear this all the time. Doctors are always screaming, oh, my God. People come to me. They think they know what they've got already because of ChatGPT or Google or whatever it might be.
If I had tremendous pain in my scrotal area, and I would think to myself, this is not natural, not I should probably go to the doctor or the ER, not let me ask ChatGPT. I feel like there's got to be a level of self-responsibility.
And I think people go this route because going to the doctor is expensive.
Of course.
And I mean, that's unfortunate, but if you really do think you're having some sort of emergency and you're concerned, you just have to bite the bullet.
All true, but it's a problem. I mean, people are diagnosing themselves through all these things. So what this guy wants is, why let him do that? Why let ChatGPT diagnose me? You know, I'm trying to save money by doing just what you said. He's dizzy. Okay, he's dizzy. Yeah. He's like, I'm dizzy. You know, why am I dizzy? And ChatGPT says, probably nothing. Take some time in your recliner. he does, it turns out to be something worse. It's like if ChatGPT said, I can't answer your question, you need to see a doctor, you know, is that not the better course? It may be, maybe. But I mean, you make a good point, Rachel, though. I mean, some things it's like, okay, I need to take something else.
If you're looking, I mean, even if it was just that you have a medication and you need to look up side effects of it to see if something you're experiencing is normal, you can't look up side effects because ChatGPT can't give you medical advice.
It also would not do anything about TikTok doc because that's a real person.
Sure.
You know, a person goes on and does a video. I drank vinegar and it cured my toenails.
And how old was this person?
It does not say how old. He's a pastor. I'm picturing him middle age or older, maybe. I don't know.
I feel like this maybe have something to do with the learning curve of AI and the older generations.
Possible.
I think that the older generations tend to think AI is something that it's not. They think that it's like this all being instead of pulling from information on the internet that already exists.
Perhaps you're right.
I think that they think that it's right all the time.
And it's not.
And it's not. No, it's definitely not.
Well, but doctors aren't right all the time. You know, doctors.
You're right.
He might have come in and said, I'm dizzy. And the doctor said the same thing. Oh, it's not that big a deal. Take some time and rest. You know, you never know.
But still, obviously, the smart move, consult a doctor.
Consult a doctor.
And it's also, if a doctor does do something wrong, it's incredibly difficult to sue the doctor. Unless they made a terrible, obvious mistake that another doctor can back you up on. Mm-hmm. Even if a doctor makes a mistake, you can't sue them either. So not ChatGPT.
Well, but doctors do get sued a lot. They have that medical malpractice.
That's why they put a cap on it. Sued all the time.
I wonder, I bet you Lisa Lanier, our attorney, is going to agree with y'all and say, mark this off. I mean, come on. Like you said, you got to have some common sense on this thing. And I don't know that you can make a blanket statement of it just can't give any medical advice anymore.
Now, some technology can save your life like it did mine. You know, my Apple Watch told me my heart was wonky.
That's right. That's right.
That telling me it was like, hey, something's off. Seems like you might be an AFib.
Yeah, but I can told you that. I can look at you and say you're an AFib.
diabetes.
You don't need that.
Ah, dang it.
Oh, look at you. Oh, yeah, he's an AFib.
Oh, look at him.
It's like you got a flutter to me.